This year's May Bumps on Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.
M2.
Just had the starting cannon, so the men's two division is underway, and Churchill and Robinson at the front of the division are really battling this strong headwind. Both teams have made strong starts, and Churchill in particular look as though they're powering away from Robinson slightly, so looking very comfortable. Matt Grayson hapless today, but hopefully he's going to see his team through to the end. Robinson behind them, struggling with this win, but pulling hard, pretty much on station at the moment, and Peterhouse M1 in the third place are opening up a gap on Downing M2, who look to be struggling slightly. I think Selwyn perhaps closed the distance on Downing down to about a length from the starting position, but they're all pretty much on station here. Hopefully, Catherine, you can see the first boat coming round the corner onto Grassy.
Actually, Churchill is just coming round the corner, and I can see a Robinson turning up now, and as you said, they're still on station. Also, the friendly umpire told me that the delay actually was for the protection of a duck family who had to be moved out of the river before the boats could go through. And there, all three boats are, like Peterhouse just came round too, and they're still on station. So, back to you, Pete.
Keith M2 and St. Ed's M1 have just rode past me. St. Ed's have a very puzzling rugby shirt style outfit on, where some of the crew have letters on the back and some are just blank. So I don't know if they're playing a game of boat Scrabble or something, but I can't really make that out. Past me, significantly further behind, are Jesus M2. So they're looking probably 5 or 6 lengths behind St. Ed's. And then City Sussex M1 have just gone past me now. And I can see a bump up ahead of me. I can see a bump, and it looks like it is Christ M2 on Pembroke M2. That's the bump, yeah. And another one. Just to stay here for one more second, Wilson M1 look as though they've been bumped by Queens M2. So action down the bottom of the division. But over to Catherine.
I think we're seeing a bump between Peterhouse and Robinson. They're along the back now. So I think it should just be a second till the Cox yields. But I think Adam should be able to see that now. Adam?
If I can just see Churchill begin. Correctly said, behind them are Robinson and House. Look, there has been no confession yet, but it must be about to come any minute now. The bow and the stern look level. However, Peterhouse is taking a wide line around Ditton. A wide line, so they've lost a little bit of distance then. It says they come past me now, I can tell that they've got 6 inches of overlap. And that looks like that's contact.
So, it's Catherine from Grassy Corner here. We have Joe Carnage. Lady Margaret M2 has gone first and third M2. And Kyes and St. Ed's have managed to block up the whole river. Now, I think Jesus is stopping through, and they're all just pulling out to the sides to clear the river for the next cruise. I don't think Keith Edmonds and Jesus will be rowing on. I think there has to be a technical decision here.
I'm just wondering if you've had any news on Corpus Christi M1 and Clat M2, because as they went round the corner on the long beach, they were neck and neck. There was literally no daylight between them, and it looked very much like Clat M2 might bump Corpus M1. So watch out for that. Who's this? Price throwing past me now. And the chap over the other side of the river, who I mentioned in the red jumper, has picked up his cat, so he's watching at a leisurely pace. But perhaps we can go back to Andy and see if anything's reached the long reach yet.
Maybe. They're about halfway down the reach. And they're actually paddling quite nicely, actually. This is the Churchill first boat. They want to get back up into the first.
It's where they belong. And they're looking pretty good. They're looking pretty strong. But they're not being pushed at all from behind because, as we've heard, Robinson won. They were bumped by Peterhouse too. There's actually no more action down. It's just coming into this fight at the moment. Who that is. Anything else happening at Grassy, Catherine?
Yes, actually, I'm just heading up to see whether Claire has been bombed by Hughes Hall, which is looking quite likely. Otherwise, everyone else has passed. The last boat I saw what's called is Christy rowing by comfortably. Back to Adam, and I'll confirm about Claire and Hugh's rule.
Well, I'm still, it's Andy here on the long reach, and I'm just watching Jesus M2 row past me. They're having, again, a very nice row over. There's not going to be any action late on in the division here. So just to run down what has happened. So Churchill 1, very comfortable row over. Robertson 1 were bumped by Peterhouse 1. Downing 2 were bumped by Selwyn 1. First and third 2, they were bumped by LMBC 2. They won't be happy about that. These 2 bumps by Eddie's 1. We've then got Jesus 2. They've just gone past me halfway down the long reach. And just coming into sight now, it looks to be Sydney Sussex 1. So Sydney Sussex 1. They're also going to row over. Pembroke 2 were bumped by Christ 2. Wilson 1 bumped by Queens 2. And then the final boat, I can actually see Corpus look to still be rowing. They've just coming around Ditton now. So if we hold on, I'll try and find out more about that. But Catherine, you mentioned there was some there was a held up involving Stevens and Edmund. Was that a bump, or do you think they may be awarded a technical throw over?
All I can see is that the two bomb boats pulled out to the side, and then slowly everyone else kept rowing on. But what I can confirm is that it looked like Hughes Hall M1 bombed Claire M2, and they're both pulled out. And yes, Hughes Hall is just putting on their foliage, so that seems to be a confirmed one. Bryce has just come by, also with foliage.
Yeah, thank you, Catherine. So just going past me now, the long reach
Andy, is
there Corpus.
Anything going on? Are they going on at the end?
Corpus are going past me now, down the long reach. Very, very long and slow row back. They're going to row over with no one in sight because, as you just mentioned, Catherine, Hughes Hall bumped up on Claire too. So let's quickly run down what has happened because the main bumping action has happened. Churchill 1, comfortable row over. Robertson were bumped by Peterhouse. Downing 2 were bumped by Selwyn 1. Fat 2 were bumped by Maggie 2. Keith 2 were bumped by Eddie's 1. Jesus 2, Sydney Sussex 1. Comfortable row over. Pembroke 2 bumped by Christ 1. Wilson 1 bumped by Keith 2. Corpus row over. And then Blair, second division. Lots of bumps on that division, as you'd expect in the first day. We will shortly have the confirmed results.
May bumps.
Cam FM. Results.
One change to results as called because the umpires have decided to award Keys 2 and Eddie's 1 technical rowovers. So it was originally thought that Keys 2 were bumped by Eddie's 1, but the umpires have decided that in fact to award them both technical rowovers because they were impeded by the boats ahead of them when Fat were bumped by Maggie. So to go through the updated results, Churchill 1 rowed over Hereford Division. Robertson 1 were bumped by Peterhouse 1. Downing 2 were bumped by Selwyn 1. Fat 2 were bumped by Maggie 2. Keys 2 and Eddie's 1, they were then given technical rowovers. So that's the one change. Jesus 2 and Sydney 1 both rowed over. Pembroke 2 were bumped by Christ 2. Wilson 1 bumped by Queens 2. Corpus 1 rowed over, and then at the foot of the division, Clare 2, bumped by Hughes Hall.
May bumps.
Cam FM.